Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I'm praying for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will. I'm praying for my sister, 'cause I know you want to set her free, set her free, set her free. I'm praying for the body of Christ. I know you're gonna have your way. Yes. If you're listening and you're hurting real bad, don't worry, I can hear it say, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Yes, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Now cast all your cares on Him, the Lord, free your mind. Fight the pain you feel, He will. Now I'm praying for you. Yeah.
I'm praying for you.
Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother. Though sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah. Just be encouraged. I've been in that position too. And you've been feeling so lonely. Sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn. But if you're listening and you want a way out, here is something you just ought to know. Know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things are gonna get better. So hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody said tonight, things are gonna get better. I see you, baby. That's it. Go and worship Him. Hey, hold your head up. Yeah. Somebody said, things are gonna get better. What you gonna do? Hold your head up, y'all. Say,
things are gonna get better.
Yeah. Go,
hold your head up.
I know you're hurting, but
things are gonna get better.
Oh, Lord.
Hold your head up.
Say it one more time.
Things are gonna get better.
Say better.
you tonight. I'm praying for you. It's already better. It's already better. Y'all too tired for this, but it's already better. I'm talking to somebody that's been struggling all year. God said it's already better. Better. Can I get you to sound the alarm and just somebody holler?
Because it was muted. So if you tell everybody to come back to Blog Talk, we are now back on there. Or forgive us for that one. We'll go ahead and hang up on that one and come back next time. But those of us that are out here on Facebook land, you have to be totally, completely prepared. Completely. You have to allow yourself to be fully armored. Now, everything you need is here for you. That's what we're talking about this section first. Before we go into the revelations and the things that we're going to get into in week two. But see, right now, we have to know how to be armored up for this. A lot of us have taken these studies and got this knowledge and weren't prepared for it. Couldn't handle it. You weren't built for it. Building night. This is to get you ready for the revelation of the end days. Well, we got some good stuff. We got some good stuff. But look, first of all, it starts right now with preparation and readiness. Watch this. Verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. When? You got to speak it now. Stop expecting people to be under you. Stop expecting people to be under you. Stop expecting people to be under you. We're all equal. And we have leadership positions that we must hold accountable to. But it doesn't make me better than you. It doesn't make me greater than you. And it definitely doesn't make you greater or better than me. It makes us equal that we're ready to do our call. And yes, there's a lot that we need. There's a lot that we're going through. There's a lot that we have to experience that we can see clearly. But until you get this right, and learn how to put it all on, and learn how to take it all up, that you know, 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 that you know you're ready. Stop playing. I just look. God has already showed me that the reason why we're at a certain number, 100, 200, 300, is because people don't want the truth. Now, it's not like I'm so bad that I can tell you something that's for me, that's for you and not for me. I can only tell you the truth as the word of God. Now, you know one of our cliches, the truth hurts. But the truth will set you free. Question is tonight, are you ready to be set free? Oh, thank you. Somebody threw their hand up and said, yes, I'm here for freedom. I'm here for renewal. And I'm here for the spirit of revelation. That's why we're here. I want you to really study Ephesians chapter 6. We cannot go into the message of Revelation. We can't go into the seven seals of the Bible of Revelation. We can't go into the three Revelation gifts. We can't talk about the significance of the revelation of Christianity. And we can't talk about even what revelation means if you're not strapped and ready to go. Now, I don't see 25 on tonight. Blog Talk is on me. It's live now. If you were on there, you can hear it now because I was muted, working all these different devices, and I pray that it's okay and everything's good. So we're still looking to take this to a Bible study, but we need your help. And if you think I'm effective in teaching, you should not just be saying, that's for me. No, you should be like, you know, if he's affecting me and he can bring it down, break it down where I'm like all hungry, then somebody else can get fed and hungry too. I'm on a challenge mission in this broadcast. It must grow. And it must stay strong for it to continue. Now, you say, what happened to man up? Man up is where man up is because we don't have the support that we need for man up. You say, where's Women Speak Now? Running like crazy. Where's Let's Talk Jesus? Running like crazy. Where's Let's Talk About It? Running like crazy. Where's Will You Be Made Whole? Running like crazy. Where's The Prophet's Closet? Running like crazy. But sometimes you got to take a break. See, when you got personal things to take care of with your family and your lifestyle, and you giving up an hour when you should be spending it towards your family, give it up. Because God will bring you back around stronger and stronger. You say, where's Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn? Why don't we have something on Sunday? Nobody called me and said you're ready. But in this study, we're here. That's right. Have your shoes on readiness. It must grow. It must grow. It must grow. And if you believe in me and you think that God is really using me to break this word down, revelationary, revolutionary, or any way you want to pronounce it, then you need to tell somebody about it. And yes, it must grow. And it must grow now. When? It must grow now. But I need you to make it grow. And we're going to continue to grow in this word. Now, as we've talked about tonight, Ephesians 6 is our starting point to go into Revelation. And we're going there next week. We're going there next week. Every Wednesday every Wednesday in September, we are going to have Pressing Over the Hump at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m. And we're going to go deep into the whole book of Revelation. the last book of the Bible. But I want to give you something to kind of marinate in this. See, most people don't read Revelations. I'm saying this, but I'm going to tell you right now because it's puzzling. Because they don't understand the disaster and the suffering, the battle of Armageddon, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the hideous beast whose number is 666. Many have seen it as a map to the end of the world. But it's really a prophetic dream brought to life that you and I can see clearly how to be ready. Now, you say, well, Pastor, you always talk about preparation. Preparation has nothing to do with readiness. Readiness means that you're already prepared. But you're on the starting line, ready to go. On your mark, you're ready at any moment, any second, any time. That's readiness. Revelation is for our readiness. That we wouldn't be taking this so lightly, and so we wouldn't be going so, being affected so badly over what's happening, because we'd be like, oh, okay, it's coming. And our readiness will show us how not to go to the store and worry about toilet paper, but maybe anoint our whole house first. Maybe anoint our whole family first. And know we have the power to win. We do. Now, I apologize that we were muted on Blog Talk. I truly apologize. I thought that was going live. I was so excited. I thought everybody was listening, or maybe I hit the wrong button on something. It will not happen next week, but we're going to continue to go live on Facebook and on Blog Talk next Wednesday. We're going to continue with the study of Revelation, the end days. You may want to take this down or listen to the archives for this later, but Revelation is an apocalyptic prophecy with the epistles shown in action. It was addressed to the seven churches in the Roman province of Asia. The apocalypse means the revealing of the divine mystery. See, John is to write down what is revealed, what he sees in his vision, and send it to the seven churches. Not as a warning, but as an acknowledgement and as a truth. You and I is who this was for. You and I is who this was meant for. That we could really be ready to go and go win, go now. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight, Lord, for the beginning of this Bible study, of this Bible journey of Revelation. But Lord, thank you, Lord, that you strengthen us to be filled with your spirit and to be clothed in your armor, that we'll be able to take it up, Lord, in these days, that we withstand, stand, and in all we do, we stand. And we give you the honor and the glory for each and every armor, every piece, every component that we have to live righteously. Have your way, Heavenly Father God. Thank you for meeting us in this place, that we can still give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And the church said, amen. Family, I'm excited to where we're going. There's some great, great revelation teachings that we're going to be sharing, and we're going through every chapter. But if we're not built for it, you may get broke down. You may get weary. You may get lacking. If you're going to have someone join this study, have them listen to this archive. We're going to download it on YouTube, but for our listeners that weren't available on Blog Talk because of the mistake of Pastor E, it'll be available on YouTube to listen. But you get everyone to listen to session one, because session two, we need all of the things that we've been given to grow. Now, it's offering time. If you're a member of the Now Church California, sow your Bible study offering. right now. Give your free will giving. Those that are just visitors, those that are just filling in your spirit to give in the good ground, sow your seed now. You can sow on our Cash App at $PSTR2K1. Again, $PSTR2K1. Or you can go to our Vimo account, and that's Pastor E2000. Vimo, Pastor E2000. Or go to our website, and please visit our Covenant Partner page. By Friday, our uplink will be renewed with the Now Church membership availability and everything else you need. But if you're a member of this ministry, so I don't care what it is, I don't care what it is. You may think it's nothing. Sow it. That God receives it. That you get your harvest. And your harvest could be in that building. Your harvest could be in that new job, that new equipment. Your harvest could be in that new grant, that new loan, that new blessing, that new covering. It could be in so many things. Just get ready by your seed right now. Hold on, I'm finding something. I'm going to sow my seed right now. There's my seed. Bam. Whoop. My Bible study seed. Sow yours too. Sow yours too. If you're just coming on board and you're hearing that, no, we ain't begging for money. This is at the end of our broadcast saying, sow your seed and grow. Amen. Family, I love you guys, and we're going to do this. And like I said, we want to see at least 25 viewers and listeners on Blog Talk, and we're going to continue this thing forever. The Now Church California Bible Study will launch in October if we get those numbers to stay consistent. And yes, preach, Minister Terry, you better sow where you grow. If you've grown tonight, you should sow. You ain't doing, no, don't. You're not giving me nothing. You're not doing nothing for me. You are helping people. We use everything we get to help people. A lot of people say, I'm crazy. Man, don't you need that? It wasn't given to me. Now, if you want to sow into Pastor E's life, put in the comment, Pastor E, this is for you. I'm sowing into you as a man of God, as my leader, as my mentor, as my pastor. I'm sowing into you. Put it in the comment box. Then I'll put that in my pocket and go buy me some coffee and still bless somebody too. Hey, Evangelist Virginia, if you every time you tell me it's an awesome word, I'm good at that point. Because if I can spark you, I know I sparked millions. In Jesus' name, amen. Pressing over the hump with Pastor E. Yes, going live every Wednesday of September. And we're going to be talking about the revelation. Did we start good tonight? Come on, put on the whole armor of God. We don't have a show for Sunday. We do the Now Church California. And we were talking about bringing a talk show that we get the youth involved. We want something that's really about healing, really about keeping it real. Then Pastor Robert Morrison was going to come on board, and we lost track of making it happen. Pastor, Apostle, Prophet Sir Ryan used to do Sunday, you remember? And then God took him into his own arena, and we haven't done anything on Sunday. So still available. What are we going to do? Amen. I love you guys. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Enjoy family. But listen to the archives. Go back over this again. Study some more and read Ephesians chapter 6, Isaiah 58. And let's do this thing and be ready for next week. Amen. I love you guys. Now, the reason why we had Blog Talk was in case somebody had a question, wanted to get involved in the conversation. Dial 1. We'll open up the lines right now. And I know that there's only one listener, and you didn't hear the whole broadcast. Believe me, we will make this happen. Next Wednesday, it will be live on Blog Talk that everybody can hear, everybody can get involved, and we can really make this thing happen. Amen? I love you. Evangelist Virginia said, do I want to change? No, I want to keep you on that Monday. No. We want to get – I want a group show. I want something that we all bring our own cities involved in. bring the hurt people. We really need a healing talk show. We really need a healing talk show. I'm going to say it again. We really need a healing talk show that we can get people to come on and really be transparent. That's what God has put in my heart. If you want to, guys want to be a part of it, get in touch with me. Let's make it happen. We call it Healing Hands. We call it, throw names out. Let's make it happen. Amen. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight for the broadcast. We thank you for the study. And we thank you that your word will not return void to us. But it will do everything that you intended it to do, that we will be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our mind. We glorify you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Family, I love you guys. God bless you. Meet us Friday for Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. Let's continue and let's grow together and be ready for these times instead of being, we're just catching up now. We should have been ready for this when it happened in March. Wake up. Oh, that's wrong. No, pressing over your hump. Pressing over the hump with Pastor E. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you Friday on Getting Over the Hump. Amen. Love you. Talk to you later. Minister Terry, good evening. Minister Charlene, good evening. Evangelist Virginia, good evening. Minister Katrina Williams, good evening. Minister Tessa Hoska, good evening. Minister Natasha Trahan, good morning. Or good evening. Y'all, don't pay me no attention. Minister Jamel Harris, good evening. Minister Charlene, Minister Carla Scott, good evening. Minister Julia Ann Anna Allen, good evening. Minister Barrett Scott, good evening. Minister Sherry D, good evening. What's up, sis? Love you. Minister Karen Thrower, good evening. What's up, cousin? Minister Cedric Baltrip, good evening. Amen. I love you guys. Thank you, Minister Charlene. I'm just a vessel. The word came out. I pray that you are blessed as well as I was. I'm going to listen to this tonight, just laying down and get this word for me. Amen. I got it right then, too. Amen. I love you guys. Minister Irene, good morning. Good evening. How are you? Listen to the broadcast, the replay. It was great. Amen. I love you guys. We'll talk to you on Friday. Thursday night, tomorrow night, is Pastor Valores is coming down. I can't see the numbers, Minister Terry, but she said great numbers. Glory be to God. Let's grow. We got to grow it. No, we are not used to you being on with us at night, but every Wednesday we expect you back. Love you guys. Blog Talk Radio, we love you. God bless you. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. In Jesus' name.
You are full of mercy. Grace and truth. So we worship you, Almighty God. You are a Redeemer. You redeem the one source of our strength. We worship you, Almighty God.
You are full of mercy. You are full of grace
and truth. You know
that you are Almighty.
We worship
God,
Almighty God.
worship you, Almighty God. You made it all for the one source of our strength, Lord.
We worship you, Almighty God.